It's Breakfast Show. It's now 7:53. Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe in. Oh, an absolute tune. Leading supplier of gold and gold storage facilities has said it's seen a big increase in demand for its services from clients from Northern Ireland. Marion Vault said the number of customers from here purchasing and storing gold in the Republic has risen by, wait for it, 70% this year, and the company believes the increase is due to fears about sterling collapsing after Brexit. Seamus Fahey is a co-founder of Marion Vault. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning.
I have so many questions. I just imagine you standing in a vault this morning, but just take us through what you're seeing at the minute.
Well, over the last probably 6 months to a year, we've seen a significant increase in gold demand from people resident in Northern Ireland. So they're coming down to our safe deposit box facility in Dublin, where we also buy and sell gold bullion. So an awful lot of the customers from Northern Ireland, their big fear is that there'll be a hard Brexit and there'll be a serious devaluation in sterling versus the US dollar or sterling versus euros. So to hedge against that risk, they're buying physical gold bullion and storing it in their own safe deposit box with us in Dublin.
Where do you even buy gold bars?
Well, there's a significant international market in buying and selling gold bullion. Like worldwide, about $135 billion worth of US dollars is traded in gold every day. So it's a very active commodity.
And then, Seamus, what do they... Just explain then, so worst case scenario, sterling drops dramatically, they'll get the gold out, cash it in, basically. Is that the plan?
Exactly. Say, for example, if there is a hard Brexit and, let's say, sterling devalued, weakened by about 20% versus the dollar, that means then if you were buying gold bullion, then you would have to buy, you would have to spend a lot more sterling to buy that gold. Whereas if you bought that gold already and you're storing it in a safe deposit box, if you want to sell it, you'll get 20% more than if you had that money, held in cash in a bank account. So it's a hedge. It really is. An awful lot of our customers, they see gold as, it's a flight to safety. When there's crises in the world, whatever it is, there's what's called this flight to safety. So whether it's gold bullion or Swiss francs, you go for something that's fairly low risk. And historically, if you look at, a gold price graph, you'll see that in times of crisis, the price of gold shoots up, whereas other asset classes like property, the FTSE 100, they'll all drop when there's a time of crisis.
Oh, I'd love to talk to you more this morning, Seamus. I'll have to bring you back on again. But just very quickly, what's the average spend? What's the average person from Northern Ireland spending on their gold bullion?
Generally anywhere from £1,000 to £10,000. Like £1,000 would get you a 1 ounce bar, it's fairly divisible. So most of our clients from Northern Ireland buying 1 ounce bars.
Very good. Good to talk to you, Seamus. Thanks very much. So interesting. Seamus Fahey there, co-founder of Marion Vault.